And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of March, 2010. It's the birthday of the poet Nizar Kabbani, born in Damascus, 1923. His mother was illiterate, sold her jewelry to raise money to publish his first collection, Childhood of a Bosom, 1948. He went on to become the most popular poet writing in Arabic and to publish more than 20 books of poetry, much of it influenced by the tragic deaths of two women he loved. His older sister, who, when he was 15, committed suicide rather than be forced into marriage with a man she did not love. And many years later, in 1981, his second wife, an Iraqi woman, died during the Lebanese Civil War when the Iraqi embassy was bombed. Kabbani was grief-stricken at the loss of his wife, frustrated with the political and cultural climate of the Arab world, and he lived in Europe for the rest of his life. Nizar Kabbani, who wrote, "I knew when I said I love you that I was inventing a new alphabet for a city where no one could read, that I was saying my poems in an empty theater and pouring my wine for those who could not taste it." It was on this day in 1965 that Martin Luther King Jr. led the Civil Rights March from Selma, Alabama, to Montgomery to protest the fact that black voters could not vote in Alabama. They had attempted the march twice before earlier in the month. The first time they'd been badly beaten by state troopers, the second time they were ordered to turn back, and this time, under court order, they were allowed to proceed. And by the time they reached the state capitol in Montgomery, there were 25,000 marchers. It's the birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach, born 325 years ago in Eisenach, Germany, 1685. Came from a musical family. As a teenager, he was an accomplished organist. He worked in various churches, but he could be difficult to get along with. In one post, he criticized the choir, took prolonged absences from his job, and once he got in a fight with a bassoonist and called the bassoonist something you could translate as a bassoonist breaking wind after eating a green onion. He took a leave of absence from his job in the town of Arnstadt so he could go to visit the composer Dietrich Buxtehude, who liked Bach, and Bach could have taken over Buxtehude's position, but by tradition he would have had to marry Buxtehude's daughter, and he decided not to do that and went back to Arnstadt, where the church council held a meeting and complained that Bach was accompanying the hymns with surprising variations and irrelevant ornaments which obliterate the melody and confuse the congregation. And not much later, he left Arnstadt, went on to Leipzig, and a distinguished career as a composer and organist and a great champion of German and sacred music. Here's a poem for today, lines from John Keats from Book One of Endymion. "A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Its loveliness increases. It will never pass into nothingness, but still will keep a bower quiet for us and a sleep full of sweet dreams and health and quiet breathing. Therefore, on every morrow, are we wreathing a flowery band to bind us to the earth. Spite of despondence, of the inhuman dearth of noble natures, of the gloomy days, of all the unhealthy and o'er-darkened ways made of our searching, yes, in spite of all, some shape of beauty moves away the pall from our dark spirits." Lines from Endymion by John Keats. The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.